Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart.
Okay, so I got served this ad on Instagram the other day for an app, and I have never downloaded something so fast because this is subconsciously something I've been looking for a really long time. It's free, which is also great. I just started it yesterday, so I don't have a full review yet, but I'm very, very hopeful. So the app is called Avia. It's A-A-V-I-A. I think that's how you pronounce it, I-D-K. But it's basically... So the ad that got me was your hormones impact more than just your period. And this app allows you to not just track your cycle, but also tracks your hormones so that you can more cycle sync your life and the things that you're doing, which I am obsessed with cycle syncing. And I've wanted to learn more about it, but it's one of those things my brain just like, a really hard time like remembering the phases and when and why and what and all the stuff. And so I'm someone who innately I know, oh, this is the type of energy I have. So therefore, these are the type of tasks that I'm going to be better at doing right now versus these tasks, right? But this app, I'm hopeful that I'm going to get a little bit more awareness about what phase of my cycle I'm in. So therefore, what does that mean innately for me? And if I'm kind of struggling with something, kind of reminding myself that like, hey, remember, like this is a thing that you don't do really well when you're in this cycle. So do this instead. And so it basically lets you like, it picks the day, and I'm just going to show Abby, you guys can't see this, but it like gives you different prompts to check your mood, your period, your body, your skin, if you've been intimate, and your sleep. And so you can give a grade for all of those things. And it basically gives you, it's called your hormonoscope, which I love. And so it's basically going to predict like which phase that you're in. And based off that phase, here's some food that you could try or things that you could try. So right now I'm in the follicular phase. So it says try pineapple, daydreaming, and daylight. So like get outside. Say goodbye right now to fried food, isolation, and staying up late. And so it's just like, I don't know, for me, it's good reminders of like, if I'm feeling this certain way, it's because of these things. So here's something that can help.
Oh yeah, I'm convinced all of it is connected. And I'm in the how do I make my life easier phase too. I downloaded a new app as well, actually.
What'd you get?
So long story short, Jared and I have been making meals for many years because Dee was living with us full time and she has now moved to long-term care. And I have been struggling with what the heck do I make? I am less motivated. I just don't want to cook as often. And we're not going through food as fast as we were. And so I found this new app called Cook List. And I think this would appeal to you, Emily, because it's really helpful and that you basically keep a record of what's available in your fridge, freezer, and pantry. But then like you can literally order through Shipt and stuff on it and like
refill your normal whatever. But the specific reason I got it is it has a meal planning option. And once you've input like what you have available, you can toggle on like cook or like provide recipes with only the food I have in my house, essentially. And so I know what I can make. Like, I'm not a ding dong. Like, I know what our family eats regularly. I know what we go through, et cetera. But I was just bored. And I was like, I feel like we're trying the same things over and over again. Like, how many times can I make you nachos? Apparently weekly is the answer. And so it was good to give me some new recipe ideas. And there is a paid plan, like pro version. I haven't really experimented with that. I've just done the free version, but have been pleased with the free version. But if you wanted to get like really into your planning and like having it order your food for you and stuff, you could.
Yeah. We just keep signing up for HelloFresh, and I have no regrets about that because we literally just go to the grocery store for fruit and bread and creamer. It's great. I had one last night and it was really, really delicious. We've been like really into like Mediterranean meals lately. And so I've been really trying to figure out how to replicate some of the Mediterranean meals we have out at home. And I made my own pita bread like last weekend or weekend before, and it turned out really great. And so it's yummy.
Yeah. Well, in today's episode, I specifically want to dive into those of you who have been listening and paying attention to everything we're saying alongside the incubator. And then there's just a part of you that's like, I feel like I'm further along than that. Probably because you are. And I love that for you. And we do have something that is really meant for people who are in that next phase. And so I want to talk a little bit more about what is that kind of person facing and how can we help? And if that sounds interesting to you, then like, we'll chitty chat. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So who's this for? One of the things we were finding as people were graduating from the incubator is that many of these people were at a point where they could either sustain where they're at and like keep going, which is great, or they were starting to feel like they were approaching a phase where they wanted to not remove themselves from the business, but start to slowly remove themselves from some of the deliverables of their service. So they still want to be involved in strategy. They still want to be involved in like the creative direction of, they still want to be involved in sales. And yet, understandably so, they don't want to do every single aspect of the client delivery. They want to grow a team. And we also have a handful of people that have approached us who are already there. Like they already have some team members in place. But I would say the majority who are approaching us, they've been utilizing contractors to get them to this point. And they're ready for the next level. And this next phase can be really intimidating.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of room for error. And so it overwhelms people.
Yeah. I mean, it overwhelms people. I see a lot of people start and then they pull back pretty heavily because they're like, this is actually more work.
It is more work at first.
Yeah, it is for a season.
And then it's different work.
And then it's so different work.
If you don't wrap your head around that, you will be gravely disappointed.
Yeah, because it's not about removing your job from the business. It is just having your focus be on different aspects of the business. Yeah. And it will require you grow and evolve as a manager, as a leader, as a CEO.
You're going to go from just the person who started a business to sitting in a true CEO, founder, leader seat within this program. And it's such an exciting thing to see happen with business owners who are so capable. And you, like, these business owners that we're working with have taken their business to such incredible heights that honestly, I'm just like astounded by. And they're tired. Like, they want to then get to enjoy the fruits of their very hard work. They've built up a sustainable client base. They've built up sustainable revenue month over month. They have some systems in place. They know how to sell and what to sell, right? Maybe there needs to be like a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of the refinement on the price and deliverables just to set themselves up really well for team members. But other than that, they're like, they could keep doing what they're doing and produce great results. They're making a good amount of money. Maybe they want to make a little bit more. But the consensus that we're seeing is that want to do the same things, but just with more ease and like sit into a true like visionary role and get to like think about the future of my business for the first time and like really plan what could this look like long term and how can I have deeper impacts on my current clients or, you know, offer more things because I'm able to bring on specialists within my company to help my clients in new ways. And it's typically those goals that people have in mind when they're coming to work with us because they're like, okay, I know I want this outcome and I'm not exactly sure the roadmap that's going to get me there.
Yeah. And then in terms of like where they're at financially, it definitely varies. I mean, I've seen as low as like 12, 15, 16,000 to 20, 23, 25, even 30 or more thousand per month.
Per month, yeah.
When people are wanting to make these changes, I feel like the closer they are to 30, the more likely that they've dabbled with a handful of contractors behind the scenes. I think a lot of people hit a massive wall trying to do it themselves completely at that like 15 to 20 mark because you just run out of hours in the day. And like, not that you can't sell at higher prices, but you get to a point where like,
that you can't just keep raising your price.
Yeah. Like the only option is raising your price, not necessarily because you can't, your capacity is hit. And so we help people unravel what would it take financially? How do you budget for this? How do you budget for hiring? What would it take in terms of like understanding how this changes your capacity as you hire? And what does it take for you as a leader? How do you create an environment for people to thrive in? How do you effectively delegate? How do you create values that all of your team can associate themselves with? How do you go through an ethical hiring process that attracts loyal people that want to
write a freaking job description?
Right.
Get it out.
There's so much to this. And this isn't the forever thing. Like, this is a season. This is like, I wouldn't call it boot camp, but you learn a lot in a rather short amount of time.
It's an intensive for a reason.
Right. It's an intense 6 months. And like, you know, the first three, you're going to be doing a lot of things. And then our goal would be that in our time together, you do make a strategic hire so that you feel like you have the support behind the scenes. So as all these things pop up, you can know and understand how to tackle them. And it's been really powerful to watch because it's not as much about what do you need to do to change the revenue? Like most of the people who are in this place are like, just want to change the way they show up and how they untangle themselves from all of those things on a day-to-day basis is a lot.
I want to look and feel my best in my own skin. With Oak Essentials, my skin stays hydrated and glowy, no makeup required. Get a simplified skincare routine that boosts collagen production and leaves you with beautiful, healthy skin. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com and get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. The moisture-rich balm felt like instant relief for my dry skin. It felt like a facial at a high-end spa. I also snagged the Awaken Body Wash. It contains lavender oil. Lavender oil soothes skin with calming properties. Most soap leaves my skin feeling dry, but with Awaken Body Wash, it's hydrated and smooth. If you're already obsessed with the best-selling moisture-rich balm, the moisture-rich body balm is the same intense moisture you know and love, formulated for a full body glow. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com. Get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at oakessentials.com. Promo code BOSSPROJECT15. From luxurious skincare to meaningful self-care, you deserve it. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire. We've had to weed through hundreds of applications in the past. We could have saved so much time if we'd used Indeed. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So I want to walk you through the four key areas of focus that we walk you through in our time together in C-Suite On Demand. And then I want to share some stats with you that I think are pretty mind-blowing and really motivating for me when sometimes the role as a leader is hard and as a manager is hard sometimes. So the four key areas of focus, we're going to be helping you develop a plan so you can hire for scale, helping you create a budget for hiring so that you can not only afford it today, but consistently afford it and forecast what you need to be bringing in differently in order to bring on more team members. We're going to help you develop the strategy for team culture and your mission, vision, and values within your company. Those are the root of the foundation that you're going to come back to time and time and time again. It's going to help develop and shape everything that you do with your team and ultimately help you shift into that actual true CEO mindset, not just for your team and the manager aspect of being a leader, but also thinking about your clients in a new way, your growth in a new way, your profit in a new way, and how everything really affects everything. So a recent study found that, this is wild, a recent study found that just by hiring one employee, so this is an employee, not a contractor, so please hear my words, just by hiring one employee can increase a small business's annual revenue by an average of $100,000.
You know what? I know that sounds like a wild stat, but honestly, guys, I have seen again and again and again, our clients feel supported, like as in truly supported. Because here's the thing, I know plenty of other businesses out there who could sell and know that they can't do this shit on the back end, and they're going to sell anyway. But our clients are so mindful of what they can actually accomplish on the back end that they will stunt themselves from additional sales because they know they can't do it to the level or to the degree or to the finality, to the, you know, ultimate result that they want to offer to their client. And so they won't sell, they will sabotage the sale, or they won't attract the lead in the first place or whatever. And when the support comes in, even if you utilize a contractor as a bridge, I have seen our clients land 6 new retainer clients within 30 days.
It's bananas.
You're like,
here's another, I have 2 more stats I want to share with you that I didn't include in our notes here. So Abby hasn't even seen these. So one is a study by the Kauffman Foundation found that businesses with 1 to 4 employees, so small businesses like who we're talking to, right, experienced the largest percentage increase in revenue after hiring their first employee. So that's a great sign for those of you who are hesitant about that investment, with an average revenue increase of, wait for it, 162%. Bananas. So again, what I want you to hear is that it's not 1 for 1 every time. It isn't, and it can't be. Depending on who you're hiring and what they're doing and what their capacity is, you're going to have to pay attention to the actual impact on revenue. We'll help you figure that out. But after the very first employee, if most businesses are seeing an average increased revenue of 162%, that gives me confidence that you can continue hiring the support that you need. Okay, so here's another one. This is wild. A report by Intuit found that businesses with employees had an average, so businesses with employees had an average revenue of $458,000 per year compared to just $41,000 per year for businesses without employees. And then here's the one that's going to nail everything in where you're going to be filling out that wait list instantly. Knowing all of those facts and figures, knowing the impacts of what even one employee can have on your business in terms of revenue. Women represent 42% of all small businesses. Okay, that's nearly half. 42% of all small businesses. However, of those businesses, of the 42%, 88% of those businesses have no employees except for the owner. We're lacking support. We're lacking revenue potential. We're lacking delegation opportunities. We're lacking leadership opportunities. And we can create that for ourselves with just one employee. Just fucking do it.
And it's not about doing it all at once, you know? I think it can be, you can really dupe yourself into thinking, I have to make all of these changes overnight and I'm going to go from 0 to 10 team members and I'm going to build this.
We're actually going to buy agency.
No, it's going to be slow, okay? But it's going to be so intentional. And we're going to give you clear guidance on the pace that's going to make sense for you and help you map out the future. And the good thing is, because you're going slow, you're going to be able to identify what is your threshold, because everyone we've ever worked with has a different threshold of what they want to take on. It's not that you can't do more. It's not that you can't be challenged to do more, but you have to grow as your business grows. And some of you just want to wait a hot minute and stay at this new stage because that's enough for you in this season. Love that for you. I want you to be ready to replicate and grow your revenue with ease and less overwhelm. I want you to sit in the CEO seat and drive the vision of your company forward. I want you to create an ethical work environment so you can get the support you need and create loyalty on your team so that people want to stay, so that you can have less churn on your team, because churn on your team is expensive. I want to save you money. And let's talk about what happens.
Yeah. I want to talk about what happens when you do create the ethical hiring plan while intentionally building a team culture that's in alignment with your values. Remember, everything we do ever for you comes back to your values. So we definitely help you shape those out if you haven't yet already. And we, I feel like, do them in a really unique way that is, it's actually a challenging exercise. But once you're done on the other side of it, you're like, holy shit, like this gives so much clarity and foundation and support just by having this done. So I want to help you with that. But there's a lot of impacts that hiring ethically can have on your business. And one of them is an increased workload balance, right? And I know, I feel like this is the thing that a lot of you are after, even outside of increased revenue. A lot of the clients that we're working with are wanting to hire specifically so that the workload can be evened out a little bit. Because chances are right now, you're literally doing everything yourself. If it's just you, you're doing everything yourself. And a lot of the important things that a CEO and founder needs to be paying attention to and spending more time on, I bet are getting put on the back burner because clients become before that. Deliverables come before that. You doing those type of tasks are going to always come before the more strategic task, the more visionary task in your business. And I want you to be able to have some more space for that.
Yeah. I also want you to have space to expand. And this is one of the more eye-opening exercises as a CEO, to hire employees that have totally different skill sets than you, because you will, not immediately, but you will get to the point where it makes sense to hire someone that you cannot replicate their job. You could not go in and do the job for them. And it may make sense at first to do something that is a little bit closer to home, something you have been doing. Maybe you've been doing a lot of writing for your client work. Okay, well, what would it look like to bring in a copywriter that's sitting in a hybrid role, probably doing some administrative work for you in other areas and taking some of that client writing off the table? Great. But what if down the line you want to expand your capabilities as a company, provide a deeper result, provide a deeper impact? Well, likely it's going to mean bringing on people who have specific skill sets that you don't have training in and you don't have a background in. And this can really allow you to do things that were not previously possible on your team.
One of our strategies that we teach in the incubator is for you to have deeper impacts with the same client instead of attracting more clients, because we all know that it's cheaper and easier and faster to convert a previous or existing client. But a lot of you are sitting there like, I've literally offered them everything I know. Like, there's nothing else I can do. Well, this is the amazing lever of being like, amazing. You know, what if you are a marketing agency for, you know, your clients? What if you do hire an SEO expert on your team? And now all of a sudden you can offer like Google ads and higher ranking strategies. There's your content plans for their website to be able to get their website seen by local traffic or whatever it might be. So it's stuff like that where I'm not asking you to go learn the skill. I want you to create a game plan on delegating that skill to a new hire. Another thing that happens is the lovely increased revenue potential. And I call this potential because it might not be a requirement for you. There are definite people who we're working with inside of this program that aren't after more money. They're after the same money with ease, or they're after the same money with less of their time having to do all of the things. So when you make the right hires, very specific about saying the right hires, you can actually increase your capacity, enabling you to serve more clients or impacting them on a deeper level. And you'll know exactly what price point that service needs to be, or how many new clients you need to bring in order to reach your next revenue goals when you have a team that's supporting you. So you can kind of play the like hypothetical scenarios of, if I want this bump in cash, or I want to bump up to this much, you know, in annual revenue, what needs to happen?
And on a timeline that makes sense. Like, I think a lot of people are giving you these unethical, unrealistic timelines of how soon you can expect those results. And we'll talk about what is it going to really take to fully onboard a team member, and when are you going to start to see the ROI? And we'll provide a timeline and a game plan for you. So you set your expectations up from the beginning for them to see success and for you to see growth in your business. Now, all of this is being done because ultimately you want better work-life balance. And I hate the phrase work-life balance. I truly do. But
a work-life blend.
You know, you know what I'm saying?
A dance.
You want it to go back and forth and feel fluid and feel easy and do have some differentiation, because I spent too much of my life like working and living in the same spaces, and like, it can be as simple as carving out a corner of your house that you only work in, so that the rest of your house you can truly live your life in. But ultimately, we want you to feel in charge. Feel in charge of designing your business life first, so that you can confidently step away when you need to and trust your team is going to have your back and be there for you when shit hits the fan, because it will. Like, I'm not going to say it's not going to. You're going to have things happen. Even if they're not happening to you, they're going to happen to a family member or
a team member
you love, you care about. Yeah, it could happen to a team member and you need to support them through it. Things will happen, and you want to create an environment of support for everyone on the team. And we would love to help you do this. Now, we've previously done this in a mastermind only format, and we are changing this up a little bit. So, more details to come. But what I do need to tell you right now is that if this resonated with you, if you are interested in making your first or next employee hire, if you're interested in figuring out how to be a better leader, a better CEO, if you want to move more into a strategy creative director seat and away from doing some of the day-to-day deliverables for your clients, then you need to schedule a time with me. You need to schedule a time to chat. Like, this is your next step. So I want you to go right now to bossproject.com/on-demand, all one word, bossproject.com/on-demand, no spaces, no dashes, and we'll chat about C-Suite on Demand and see if it makes sense for you, and chat about what it looks like and how it works. And I cannot wait to see what happens for you when you have access to this kind of support.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our Creative Template Shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.